This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I figured that. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about anyone under contract with another team. I think that, you know, one thing that I can promise our fans is that there will not be a player that's available that we won't study, that we won't look at and see if it can help the team. Sometimes those opportunities work and you're able to do that, and sometimes they don't.
That was Howie Roseman. He was asked a question about Myles Garrett. Now, this becomes even more interesting because Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns. Says that Myles Garrett told the Browns today he's not open to a contract extension with the Browns. Tells him he insists on being traded, so we're at a stalemate there. And Howie was asked about Myles Garrett.
Yeah, and Myles Garrett hasn't been granted permission. It's not like Stafford where he's been told, go find out what you can do. We will get to that point. It's just a matter of the Browns reconciling reality with the fantasy land that they have in their head. I just think it's interesting. I listened to a lot of what Howie Roseman said about the podium, and there are times where he does bring up some of the economic realities. But I feel like, if you listen to him and you listen to DaCosta, one guy is trying to low-end manage expectations and make you grateful for every crumb you get, and another guy is saying, well, the world is full of opportunities and possibilities, and we do explore them as much as everybody, and we can't do everything, but we consider everything, and we take a fair number of big swings around here. And when you have the ability to outspend people, because again, the salary cap is fake. There is no set limit on how much you could spend on your payroll in any given year. And there are teams that will go as much as $100 million over the cap or damn close to it in certain given years. And it doesn't all mean that they tear their roster down the next year. That's reality. They want to sell you boogeyman. But I just feel like around here, it's more about the boogeyman than it is about sort of the wonderful wizard who could flick a switch, do things differently. And imagine what life would be like if we had $70 million this year to spend on payroll more than we had the year before. That reality exists for some GMs. It does not appear to for the one in this town. So he kisses the guy's butt in a bunch of different ways.
Well, I think ultimately it's just two vastly different philosophies. And that philosophy, quite frankly, predated Eric DaCosta in the fact that this team never wheels and deals during free agency. Do they take the occasional big swing? Absolutely. But they cling to draft picks. They cling
cheap labor.
They cling to comp picks. They cling to building, developing through their own. I think part of it is just different philosophies. Now, well, does that mean that
the draft picks are cost controlled?
Yeah. And does that mean that they need to adjust? Absolutely. And that's where I said, because you don't have all of the crazy high impact impending free agents, this would be the offseason to kind of buck a trend. You have 11 projected picks, and that's prior to a potential Mark Andrews trade. You can be more aggressive this offseason. I'm not saying go crazy, but you can be more aggressive.
Again, the Orioles got hammered for years for this, and that's fine. But we can go back to 2017, and there's one time, 1 year, Lamar's get paid year, when the Baltimore Ravens were a top 10 spending team. They've tried it one time in the last 8 years. Imagine if they did two or three times. Maybe we're not talking about a turnover here or a turnover there.
Let's hear more from Howie Roseman, and here he is talking about how he handles the salary cap.
Everything really is player dependent. You know, when we talk about situations, it depends on the quality of play of the player, the person that we're talking about, and so you don't want to make any exceptions. Obviously, you have to have a vision of how you want your team to look. In the salary cap era, you have a certain number of resources that you can allocate, whether it's money or draft picks. And so whenever you do something, you're taking it from somewhere else. I mean, there's no way at the stage we are with our team that we can do something major without it coming from somewhere else. So we have to make all those decisions. But I think to kind of put us in a box and say, hey, we're not going to play, and I'm not saying that you're saying that we're not going to pay because historically we haven't done that. I mean, part of what we do is evolve and look at things and see how things are affecting our team, how things are affecting the league, and seeing our place in that.
So he did acknowledge that sometimes you have to rob Peter to pay Paul, and there is a credit card bill that is due, but it doesn't change their philosophy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
They spent $268 million on players last year. Bisciotti spent $203. That's a
$60 million difference.
It's 65. You can slice it any way you want. One person spent more than Howie and Jeffrey last year. And that's my man Jimmy Haslam in Cleveland.
Yeah. He spends.
He spends. Maybe not wisely, but he spends.
Yeah. More from
Howie. Buffalo Bills in their down year that you guys were talking about, by the way, still spent over $20 million more than Steve Bisciotti. That was in their get right year.
Yeah.
So there's that.
And now it's gonna be a bounce back for the Bills.
We'll see.
At least that's the word.
We'll see.
Howie Roseman talks about roster construction.
Well, I could talk about this team, you know, not going back to 2017. We have a lot of guys who I think are in the prime of their careers under long-term contracts, not saying that team didn't, who are kind of in this 26, 27, 28-year-old range. Really, we have to do whatever we can to make sure that we keep this window open for as long as possible. The most important season is this one coming up, 2025, and doing whatever we can to maximize that. But we have to get creative to make sure that we're keeping as many of our good players as we can. I sat up here last year and I said that's going to include playing young players. And I think that's going to be a huge part of what we are going forward, because we're fortunate enough to have a lot of good players who are making a lot of money.
There are... machinations in place, but they're willing to be aggressive to jump through hoops to make the team and to stay aggressive and pay his players.
There's a lot of people out there who think they're going to land Myles Garrett, smart people who run football teams. Or if not Myles Garrett, one of these other elite pass rushers. The Baltimore Ravens are going out of their way to tell you, we don't do that.
I don't think that the Browns would trade him in the division, though.
Okay, Max Crosby or
Crosby? Like, sure, it's a different conversation.
Everybody's got a price. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm for it.
I'll take.
It's not happening. You're not hearing about it because it's not going to happen. They're not going to pay a guy. They're not paying another guy that much money. There's no bargain on Max Crosby. You would be paying a premium and you'd be adding to an existing contract. They don't do that.
No, they don't. They do not.
Now, Calais Campbell at age 32, they'll trade for him.
Trade for Anquan Boldin.
At age
30, something.
Yeah. They did Roquan, made him highest paid ever.
They did do that, and he was young.
They did do that.
He was young.
And they did it, in a year where they weren't paying anybody.
But they still did it.
They did
it. Top money for an inside linebacker is nothing like top money for a pass rusher.
It is not. It's definitely not. Hey, we will come back. We talk a lot about Maryland basketball, but Towson has a big game tonight against William & Mary. They have clinched the top seed in the CAA. You know, JLC's all over that, JLCAA. Pat Scarry, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, joins us next here on The Fan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.